Girls, what are we going to make today? What are we going to make?
T-shirts.
That's right. We're going to make T-shirts. All right, but first of all, we're going to talk about a story that we read. So what happens in the story? This is Bridget that's here in the story. What happens in that story?
She colors on her face.
She colors on her face?
In her whole room.
In her whole room. And when she colors on her face in her whole room, does it come off?
No.
Right? No. So not with that, right? All right, so here's what we can show. See, if I have a shirt that's here like this, and I accidentally get a little mark on the shirt like this, big time bummer, right? Aren't the parents at home going, kids, we're turning off the TV. Yeah. Steve's being bad.
Yeah.
We can try some water with Sharpies, but does water come off with Sharpies?
No.
What do you have to use? Do you remember what you have to use? What's that called? Rubbing
alcohol.
That's right. Job. And where do you find this stuff? Where do you
at
find
the doctor.
At the doctor's. But I promised they would get no shots today. All right. So absolutely no shots. All right. So here's what we did, Kirk. Let me show you what the setup is. You take a shirt, just a clean white T-shirt, and you take a cup and just put the cup inside the shirt like this. What we're trying to do is kind of stretch a little area over the shirt like the girls have right there. That is perfect. And then we're going to take the Sharpie pen, and girls, you can start to do your design. Ready? You want to? So you take the Sharpie pen and you just do a small little design right there in the very middle. So I'll show you here as the girls are doing it as well. You notice that we're not doing anything special. We're just making some dots. You try to make it small, right? And you have to remember that the shirt will never be the same way again. So don't do it on your best shirt, right?
So what are you making? Do you know?
A T-shirt.
A T-shirt, that's
but
right.
Are you making any particular pattern or anything? Or just your favorite colors?
You're just doing your favorite colors? Yeah? All right, so a little bit of green is looking good. All right, so now, Kirk, remember that small in the middle. I don't know what part of the instructions you're having a hard time with.
I got all strung up with those.
Just follow the girls. You'll be just fine. And I'll help you with a little bit on this one. Good. And so here's what we're doing. These are now, this is going to be this way forever, unless we found a way to move those molecules around, and we're going to use some of that rubbing alcohol to do it, all right? I'm using it in a dropper bottle, and our parents at home have to know that this is, of course, a supervised activity. But you want to take a look here. I have it in little dropper bottles like this. So when we turn it over, ready, girls? Are you ready? So you can take your rubbing alcohol, your bottle that's there. How many drops do we use?
Ten.
Right. All right, so watch this. We turn it over, and if the camera can see, when we turn it over here like this, you drip in the very middle. When you drip in the very middle here like this, you get this beautiful spreading pattern. Avon, you can try. Ready? So right there in the very middle. Isn't that just beautiful?
Look at that.
So here are these, a nice job. What are the molecules doing?
Running around.
They're running around.
They're running around.
So the rubbing alcohol does that. It really dissolves the ink. So if you actually get a little bit on your hands, you can use rubbing alcohol to kind of take it off as well.
That is so cool.
But just drip in the very middle. I made this one for you. So try that one, Avon. Will you just drip in the middle there and show everybody what it looks like? You want to use your liquid that's right here? Go ahead and drip in the very middle.
This is actually mine.
Oh, that's actually yours. Of course. Well, we wouldn't want to get the wrong one. You want to keep coloring. See what happens? Because why wouldn't we want to keep coloring? This is a great activity, and teachers are connecting it to literature, so we can connect science to a literature piece. Integrating science in today's classroom is so important, especially in that early childhood piece.
Terrific.
We get them hooked now, we'll have them fixed for life.